What up, y'all? It's your boy Kev on stage.
Tony Baker.
Welcome to the Bald Brothers Show, where me and Tony Baker wax poetically on all things movies, TV, music, sports, whatever the hell we want to talk about. Today, we're talking music. We're talking the GOAT. Top 10 Beyonce songs. Mm. This is going to be tough. This is only 10.
This is our personal picks.
Our personal picks. You don't have to explain it. It just got to mean something to you.
Okay.
Who's kicking it off? Me? Well, I know what
he's kicking it off.
I know what he's gonna say.
You don't know what I'm gonna say. I don't even know what I'm gonna say.
You're gonna say Crazy in Love.
Nah, hell no. That's not even in my top 10.
I know you love the Originally in Love album.
I love that album.
But you don't love the lead single?
Yeah, it's good, but it's not like.
Well, then I was wrong.
I think I got oversaturated with it.
You played it too much?
Just the world played it too much. So I'll just be like, skip.
You be skipping Crazy in Love?
Yeah, at this point.
Wow.
Eventually, I got to that point.
Okay.
So I'm going to just
jump in then.
All right. My favorite, one of my favorite Beyonce songs is definitely Sorry. From Lemonade. Sorry.
Yeah, that you the glue. That's my favorite Beyonce album.
Sorry is fire. I like that song a lot.
Okay.
Definitely my favorite later stage Beyonce song. Love it.
Beyonce just really came into herself.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go Love on Top.
Okay. Love on Top is on my list as well. Yeah.
Love on Top.
Yeah. She's singing hard.
Modulations, key chains, dance, smile.
Yeah.
Good vibe.
It's a vibe for sure.
Song feels like summertime.
Okay. I'm not mad at it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hey, man, get yourself together.
Baby. All right, you're up.
Me, myself, and I. All I got in the end is what I found out, goddammit. I love that song. I love the video. This is when I was in prime Beyonce obsession mode. That Me, Myself, and I video, she was going backwards. I was mesmerized. Me, Myself, and I, that's all I got in the end, man. That's what I found out. I can't believe I believe. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that whole setup is fire.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me double check myself.
Yeah, double check, man.
Let me double check myself. Because I'm going to have some ones, and I don't care how you feel about it.
Hey, man, listen, man.
Okay? Because this is my list. You make your own list. Now, this is...
Don't be coming with no bullshit, man.
I'm not.
You're probably going to say stuff I'm not even familiar
with. No, I probably
will.
You
be deep cutting.
I'm deep cut McGee off my favorite album, Love Drought.
See, I don't even know this.
You don't know?
Nah, what album is on?
Lemonade. 10 times out of 10, I know you're lying.
That's your favorite Beyonce album.
Oh, my God.
But you didn't listen to Dangerously in Love when it came out.
I didn't.
See, that's what you
messed
up.
This is a really well-written song.
I mean, get to the meat and potatoes.
This is like this.
This the whole song?
No, kind of like
get
that.
Get to the meat and potatoes.
Okay, man, let me get to the parts you want. All right.
Real quick.
Fine. So, fun fact. This
meat
song,
and potatoes?
Yeah.
That was the meat and potatoes?
Yeah. I just really like it. Fun fact. The songwriter of this song wrote this about Parkwood not letting her make her music the way she wanted to.
Uh-huh.
So that 10 times out of 9 on your line was about the record label that Beyonce's on. Ain't that crazy?
Wait, what?
The songwriter who wrote Love Drive.
Yeah.
Signed to Parkwood.
Yeah.
She was frustrated with her label, and that 10 times out of 9 on you lying is about the label.
Did she know that?
Beyonce?
Yeah.
I'm sure she does now. I seen it on a YouTube video.
That's crazy. So she did it in their face.
In their face.
That's genius.
That's a deep cut for me. I don't care how you feel about it. Love Drought is my jam.
Okay.
It wasn't a single. It never gets played in the tours. I understand.
I can see why.
All right, you up, Tone.
It never got going, man. Where was the meat and potatoes at?
You got, it's kind of really works within the theme of the album.
Watch out, man.
But go ahead, man.
I'm going to go, oh, snap, I almost deleted something. Oh, damn it. Hold on. I'm going to go Baby Boy.
Yeah,
I feel love you. That song. I almost damn near went all Dangerously in Love.
Oh, but except Crazy.
Because except for Crazy in Love. Because when I made my list, I did 10 on my own. Mm-hmm. The majority was from Dangerously in Love album. But Baby Boy, You Stay on My Mind, Fulfill My Fantasy. I think about you all the time.
Yeah. Oh man, okay. I'm gonna go this one, and I know I'm going deep cut again.
Okay, deep cut.
I'm so sorry. Rocket off the Beyonce self-titled album.
Cue it up, man. Let me hear.
Oh my god,
man.
The first thing Beyonce
said. I got a song from that album
about the sexiest thing I ever heard in the world. Song is 8 minutes long. Makes me want to make sweet love.
Oh man, get to the meat and potatoes. Oh, this joint. That's not a deep cut.
It seemed like it to me.
I feel show like, you how I yeah. feel.
That's big popular. Woo!
You want it.
Yeah, this is a popular joint.
I didn't know. Yeah. I don't hear nobody talking about it.
I hear that little beginning piece all the time.
Off it. She kind of sound like D'Angelo just a little bit right
let's
there.
Let's see what she's doing, man. She definitely went that untitled route.
Woo!
She ain't slick.
I be playing that.
You listen to that song with that
by
that pace,
myself.
With that bop,
riding my little messenger bike. All right, you up, Tone?
Okay, I'm gonna go. I'm trying to stay off Dangerously in Love,
but
I feel the way I feel.
Do you? It's your world, baby. We just playing in it.
Speechless, man. Speechless, making the cut.
Speechless.
It's the build up. Yeah, let me get the meat and potatoes on you, man.
Is that deep cut?
It's not a single, but
not for me.
It might as well be. This is a sexy song right here.
You ain't never sounded more 48 than it's a sexy song right
this
here.
It's a sexy song right here. There's some kids walking around today because this song was on when they was smashed. I'm gonna build it up, man. Meat and potatoes. Especially when she started going, yes. The yes bill now? Hold on, let's get that going. Hold on. Let me find it.
Ooh, I don't know this song, Tony.
You know, man.
I ain't deep cuss McGee on the Dangerously in Love. Yeah.
She gonna climax right on the track.
Is she? She's singing her butt off.
She gonna build up and bust that nut. She gonna bust that nut on this song. Right here. You can hear it. She busted right there. She busted that nut. Let's talk about what really happened on the track. She busted that nut, man.
Oh, I love that snap. Song. All right, I'm gonna go back to self-titled.
Okay. Let me hear you say, "Hey, Miss
Carter." Partition.
Oh, okay.
Give me some.
Did you say deep cut again?
No, I said go back.
To self-titled. Oh, I'm about to say you call everything deep cuts.
I just said that for Love Drop.
No, you said it for what you call it too.
What? Rocket? You don't think that's deep cut? 50-11 girls. I like when Beyonce be talking that talk.
She do be talking shit.
I like when she be talking that talk. I be like, talk your talk, B. She said, I will care. I was already doing it. Scram cake by the pound. Time to go around. I really love that album.
The self-titled was a good album.
Self-titled
was
a good
album. That's the one she snuck up on us, right?
Yeah. 2013, that. Changed the game. Twitter was crazy. Yeah. All the music videos was out at the same time. People tried to duplicate that. Nigga, you can't.
Yeah.
You ain't built the cachet. You can't do that, Tiger. Yeah. No disrespect.
It worked for J. Cole.
Huh?
It worked for J. Cole.
No, it worked for a few people.
Yeah, yeah.
But everybody was like, oh, oh yeah. Secret
Let
album.
Me sneak it out.
You wasn't in them malls.
Everybody can't sneak it out.
Beyonce was in them malls.
Yeah.
She was on TRL 106. She was doing Street Team.
Right.
She was doing that stuff.
That was
she,
a different time.
That was a different time. Them fans is older.
Yeah.
They
built in.
Beyonce got something in the ether?
Yeah.
Went crazy.
That's what you want.
All right, you up.
My favorite song from that album is XO. I got to go to my top 10. I'm going to go with, I'm going to Halo it up, man.
Really?
Yeah.
Halo.
I like Halo, man. She's singing hard. It feels like we transcended somewhere. Halo just sounds big
and like,
grand.
I don't dislike Halo at all. I'm surprised you put it in the top 10, though.
Yeah, man. I'm going to throw it up in there.
Okay.
Man.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, this is tough because there's so many songs I love and we running out of space.
Yeah, watch out, man. Make a decision, man.
Ooh.
Everybody can't
How many
make
we
it.
Got? Y'all got nine. Only one
so
more?
This is the last one, man. Make it count.
Me?
Oh, if we each 210, you know what I'm saying? I got some more. I got one that's from a soundtrack.
Man, I think it's from a
soundtrack. I was going to say Listen. Was it going to be Listen?
Nah.
Listen. Man, but...
Sometimes I used to get mesmerized in Beyonce herself, and it made me like the song even more.
Yeah.
So there's one song on my list. It was just because I was mesmerized.
Man, I could do If I Were a Boy. I could do Flawless. I could do. Okay, now we could do some stuff. Okay, so it's 20.
Well, wait, he had a pick that I had, so I only got 9 over here.
We can just do 10. We ain't got to do it. I'm going to go Formation.
You be queuing that up.
Okay, let me clarify this.
If you gotta go with the queue up.
Okay, you're right. If you talking queue up, I'm gonna take it off. I just love what Formation represents in the album, and I like
man,
the visual
fuck
of the
performance.
Okay,
man.
Okay. Okay, okay.
What you feeling when you by yourself?
Okay.
Society don't matter.
On the queue up.
On the queue up.
Virgo's Groove.
What that is, man?
Virgo's Groove is a...
What the album that is? What the album
that's
that is?
On Renaissance.
Oh.
Virgo's Groove is... Woo! I'm on the highest of cocaine when this come off. Woo! Beyonce out here, y'all! Yeah! Who got the coke, y'all? They got it over here, Cam. All right! Yeah, man. Let's get on the dance floor, y'all. Yeah. I would try cocaine one time just to listen to this. Just take me back, y'all. This song feels like it came out 1986.
It definitely got the 85.
It is. Ain't no way this didn't come out in 1986.
Cocaine was big 80s.
Right there.
I wonder if Beyonce ever did cocaine.
This is a cue up, McGee.
Yeah, I love that song too.
This is a cue. Her, this whole album is a good time.
Yeah. So good.
Renaissance is a press play. Take me all the way out there. Take me through that. Take me through that.
Take me through that.
All right, Tone last
it,
right? One. Huh? Are we done?
That's 10, but if y'all want to do 10
each. Honorable Minch.
Okay.
Honorable Mitch.
Let me do an honorable mention.
Get you an honorable mention in there.
I like Check On It.
I like, that's a fun video.
That video
too.
Had me mesmerized.
That's
when she had the hula hoop going. Yeah, she had the fro. Did she have a fro in that joint? I was all in on that one, man. Check On It.
Okay, I'm going to go Flawless. I like when Beyonce, you don't know Flawless?
I feel like I do.
I like the one with Big Boy Nigga.
This is what I come to realize, man. Oh, yeah. Flawless.
Grilling her mouth.
Yo, she got a song I really like.
Oh, coming down.
Wait a minute. Hold on. This is an honorable mention. This is how good of a live performer she is. I was watching her perform this version of the song, and I was just like, yo, this is fire. Because, you know, sometimes when you hear it live, you don't like it as much.
Yeah.
But that one made me go look for the song. And I was just like, how I pass this up? Hold on.
Yeah.
It's like a big song, like a grand.
Flawless.
I ain't gonna find this damn song.
There's Rock. The Rock. I woke up like this.
Oh, that's I woke up like well. This.
Remember how long that was in the culture?
It really was.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Oh, what
say,
was that song?
Look so good. Fantastic. Get ready for the club. Get ready to go out. Get dressed song. Yes. What you mean, nigga? I'm the best looking nigga ever made. The best. Mama told me not to get ready. Woo!
Give her the time is
up. I love Beyonce. Beyonce is the GOAT.
She your favorite artist of all time?
Bigger than Disney.
This was crazy.
Is she my favorite artist of all time?
What the hell is this song?
She's up there.
Who you
probably
got?
Michael Jackson.
Oh, okay.
All things considered. But of my generation.
For you personally.
Yeah.
Beyonce? Oh,
no, Michael.
Oh, Michael, okay.
But all things considered, my generation easily. She's the greatest. And no disrespect to Mike. She still make good albums.
Oh, you saying he fell off on the album?
I ain't saying he fell off. I would never say that. I'm going to see the movie tomorrow.
You trying to say he diminished later on.
His story, I was like, man, nah. What's that one with all the beats you were skipping? Was that wasn't dangerous?
Dangerous. Was I'm skip to my loo, nigga. I'm skipping Peter, but on Dangerous.
Listen, low key, Alien Superstar is great.
It is.
Cuffit is great. Cozy.
Man, she got a song, man. I'm still looking.
These are such good songs to watch live.
Yeah.
Nigga, Cuff It. Cuff It is such a good time.
Something up. I realize I don't be listening to a lot of Beyonce no more.
Bro, you missing out.
I pull up on albums and then I don't sit with them no more.
You ain't sat with Renaissance?
I ain't sat with no album since Dangerously in Love.
Oh, you missing out.
I hang out and be like, this is a good time. All right, y'all.
Her best work. From self-titled through Cowboy Carter. Now, I can say this not having listened to anything before self-titled.
Yeah.
Her best work, to me, she's just gotten better and better and better and better. Cowboy Carter was at least good. You ain't listen to Thick, Heated?
I listen to that. I would pull the albums up, hang out, and then just dip.
Man, Pure Honey?
There's a song I'm looking for.
She just went straight through that album at that concert, and I had a great time. I can't even decide which of her shows I enjoyed the most. It might be Renaissance. Renaissance was a really fun album to see performed live.
You saw Beyonce live. That's great. Several times.
You ain't seen?
No.
I think Renaissance over Cowboy Carter because she did both.
And I enjoyed Renaissance as an album more than Cowboy Carter. So I think I enjoyed that show more. Because I was playing that album to death. I like Cowboy Carter. But Renaissance was like, nigga, I ain't really on house music like that. I didn't grow up on
that's
house
the one
music.
Y'all had to dress up like aluminum foil for, right? That was that one. That was Renaissance.
Yeah. I saw Cowboy Carter three times. I had a great time.
To me, because it combined the Renaissance and she did the Destiny's Children.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. Want to take a quick break from the show to tell you about one of our sponsors, Hims. If you want to know what's really worth your time when it comes to losing weight, skip the guesswork and get weight loss by Hims. Hims offers access to affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications that includes the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen, plus lifestyle tips to support you along the way. With Wegovy at Hims, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite and eat less, so success is within reach. Plus, Wegovy is the first ever GLP-1 pill for weight loss, so there are no needles needed. Through Hims, everything happens online. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if the treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door. No insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Hims makes hitting your goals seamless by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and in-app lifestyle and nutrition support like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, and sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hims makes it simple to find a weight loss approach that fits into your world and your wallet. If eligible, you'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. Ready to reach your goals? Visit Hims.com/baldbrothers to get a personalized, affordable plan that gets you. That's Hims.com/baldbrothers. Hims.com/baldbrothers. Weight loss by Hims is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, restrictions, visit Hims.com. And now back to the show.
You got any more?
I have what else I have listed here? I got Ego.
A big ego.
I got EXO.
Oh, I love EXO. EXO is a really good song.
Yeah, I like EXO a lot.
And yeah,
I like,
that's on self-titled, right?
Yes.
Yeah. See, I've been doing good today, by the way.
And I like Be With You from Dangerously in Love.
I actually like Sandcastles. We Build Sandcastles.
She got
and
a song.
Daddy Lessons. Daddy Lessons was good. All right. And Crazy in Love. All right, we're moving on.
Yes.
Feel good? Top 10 singers turned actors. Not rappers. Singers turned actors.
But they had to be known for singing first.
Just like stand-up comedians.
Yes.
They were known for singing first.
They were known for singing then. So Jamie Foxx is out. He's out.
Okay, but let me just say something.
He's out.
Technically,
no.
Jamie Foxx started with music.
Yeah, now I'm not talking about what he did.
Oh, you're talking about commercial success.
When his first album come out? Was it before or after In Living Color? It was after.
T-shirt and my panties on. What time after. Is that? Is that after?
Yes.
T-shirt and my pants.
Absolutely.
No, man, look it up, man. I want to say Jamie.
Big after.
But he went to...
Nah, on. Man, no.
Hold on. Just hold on. You have to have released an album?
You got to be... Jamie Foxx was not known as a singer before we seen him on In Living
No,
Color.
I agree with that, but I'm saying...
Then that's the end of the discussion.
But if he had some in the tape...
Nah, man, he always was musically
Peep
talented.
This, 1994.
In Living Color was before that.
When was Living Color? That was 1996.
The early 90s, man.
In Living Color was 90...
It started in 1990. Jamie Foxx came on, I want to say 92.
Man, maybe. Why I can't do Jamie?
Nah, man. He wasn't, he didn't have a set singing career where it's like, he's acting now.
Fine.
He's out.
Fine. All right. I'm going to go Whitney.
You was coming with Jamie Foxx. That was your draw four card. He had that draw four.
You said, also, we can't play draw four at Uno no more. Why? Because he had been releasing music, but I know.
What did he release before
so Jamie? The story goes, Jamie Foxx was trying to get on as a musician
See,
first.
If we got to go by stories, there was no set
But listen, though. Whoopi Goldberg. Okay, she was going stand up. I wasn't pulling up, but the streets was like, nah, she was on that stand up. She had album.
No, we knew she was a stand up.
Yeah, man. Jamie Foxx, 94, he had released a full album.
Nah, man, watch out.
Hold on, man. Let me just go back and cue it up. Hold on. Let me go back to the discography. Now, I ain't going to argue with you that it wasn't popular. Peep this, 1994. Unpredictable didn't come out until 2005.
Yeah, he didn't have success musically until. Yeah.
You said he came in Living Color at what time?
I want to say he was in
It ended in 94. So I think he was he in the second
last
season?
Last two seasons?
Maybe? Yeah. Man. I really wanted to say that.
The disappointment is mad funny.
All right, then. Jamie Foxx. I'm going to go Whitney Houston then.
Okay.
Whitney Houston, I low-key wish... She has a good amount of movies, but I think she could have had like a Queen Latifah, if she was alive, Queen Latifah Ice-T acting careers, where she was such a good actress.
She was a natural.
Like, she was a natural.
She never blew me away with a particular acting performance, but she just fit right in.
That's exactly right. That's why I say like Queen Latifah, Ice-T, You know, I actually had a really good performance in
Queen Latifah blew me away before, though.
In what, Chicago?
Set It Off. Oh, yeah. She was fantastic in there.
I give you that.
Yeah. Whitney Houston has never been like, man, Whitney. It was
it's hard to say blew me away, but I thought she did more than hold her own in Wedding to Exhale.
She was good.
I think if you didn't know she was a singer, you would have believed that she's just an actress. Yeah,
for sure.
Like, she was that good with the cast.
Yeah.
That, you know, Angela.
Next to Angela Bassett and hanging in there. That's
what I'm saying. Yeah, like, yeah. She really, like, I mean, it's hard to say blew me away because, you know, it was more of an ensemble cast.
And I can see her jump in confidence from The Bodyguard to Waiting to Exhale.
For sure.
You can tell she was more confident.
They leaned heavy on Kevin Costner in Bodyguard.
Yeah.
They was like, all right, Kevin.
Yeah.
But also, it helped that story. She's the pop star.
Right.
You know what I mean? And it's The Bodyguard. It ain't called The Pop Star.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah.
But also, Kevin Costner is a really good actor.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to go Whitney since you can't let me have Jamie Foxx. Okay. I start my own podcast called Singers Who Can Rap and Be Act. I got one episode. It's a full deep dive into the life and times of Jamie Foxx. I'm going to dig up his early music. Is T-shirt in my panties on that peep this? Is that Jamie?
T-shirt? That's Adina Howard. That is
Adina Howard. Did he do like a why am I associating Jamie with that?
I think he was singing background.
Okay, I'm like, I know Jamie got...
That's way late.
Peep This is what was my game plan. I didn't realize it was 94.
Get out of
my
here.
Goal was Peep This was 90, then yeah. Live in Color.
No.
But his, if you let him tell it.
I know.
Oh. That's why I said that was out. But I remember the stories of him. He said he was trying to get on as a singer and he couldn't. And his goal was, if he could only do one, his goal was to be a singer. Mm-hmm. But to Tony's point, commercially successful, since Tony's
goal. It doesn't even have to be commercially successful. You have to be known as a singer
first.
Well,
fine. All right, you're up.
Queen Latifah, man. Her transition into acting was smooth. Leading a TV sitcom, that was a good one.
She's a rapper.
Oh, we're not doing rappers.
Singers.
Oh, singers. All right.
Jamie Foxx.
Disregard. Disregard.
She might be
Jamie Foxx. Now, see, he was singing in the church, and they knew him at the church in Terrell, Texas. So, Jamie Foxx is my first pick. Now, Lady Gaga.
Oh, that's a good call.
Lady Gaga can act.
Oh, snap.
Star
Is Born?
Star Is Born was just, I cared about that goddamn relationship.
I didn't see Joker Part Duel.
Oh, it sucks.
But was she good, though?
She was good, but that movie sucked. But she be good, though, and stuff.
Okay. Okay, that's a good call. Stephanie Germanata or something?
Yeah, she's good.
Okay.
And also, I liked her in The House of Gucci.
Oh, snap.
She's good on American Horror Story.
She's good.
Yeah.
Weird people are good.
Yeah.
When you're weird, you can...
Because she could take it there.
She could take it there because she's already weird.
Yeah.
And she's a theater girl. She plays the piano.
For sure.
So she gonna go there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna go Janet Jackson. You don't like Janet? Poetic Justice?
On the acting too.
She's solid.
She got better with time, for sure.
Yeah. You doing the bending?
Huh?
You doing the bending?
She got better. By the time she got the Tyler Perry stuff, she was better.
What was she bad in? I didn't think she was bad.
She was cool. She was all right in Poetic Justice. She was all right.
She was really believable as that character. Why are you swallowing? I like her. What Janet did, y'all?
Now, somebody said in the comments she acted first.
Oh, my God. Oh, the nigga, okay. Now,
somebody
come
said
on.
That.
You know she come from a musical family. I'm not talking about Penny. Come on.
She was acting, though. She was in different strokes.
She was.
She had a catalog.
She got burned.
Yeah.
That lady looked too happy to burn her, too.
She was good in Good Times as Willis's fine. Girlfriend.
All right, man, watch out.
All right, so Janice out. Give
all
me
right,
some
all right.
Stop picking people with a J in their name.
Okay. I'm going to go Janelle Monáe then.
Yes, good choice.
I loved her.
I got her queued
in,
up.
In in Knives Out, Glass Onion, I think it was. Yeah. I was blown away.
She's good. Hidden Figures.
But Knives Out, she played twins.
She did.
Believable.
Yeah. She's another natural.
Natural.
She's like, oh, yeah, you belong in this world.
Hidden Figures, completely.
Yeah, she's
completely
good.
Completely believable.
She's good.
So, yeah, okay.
Janelle Monáe. I'm going Barbara Streisand.
Oh, GOAT.
Yeah. She be acting. Tough.
I thought she was like Variety. She wasn't Variety shows when she came out?
I don't think so.
It was just straight up singing?
Yeah, I think it was just singing.
Okay.
But I don't know. Entertainers did so many different things back then. It's hard to say.
That's what I'm saying. I thought she was doing a Variety show.
But I think she was singing first, then she slid into movies.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to go Tyrese.
You just picking everybody black.
Yes.
That's your primary focus.
Yeah.
Everything don't have to be black all the time.
Maybe it does. That's what I start with, and that's what I end.
You could give the whites some credit.
I ain't had no white people on this list that I could even think of. I'm thinking Tyrese. Fun fact, my kids had no idea Tyrese was a singer.
I mean, that makes sense.
They was like
Fast and Furious. They grew up with Fast and Furious.
They grew up with Fast and Furious.
Yeah, they make that tracks.
And they knew Sweet Lady. They just didn't know that was a Tyrese song.
Yeah.
And we had a conversation. We're like, man,
that tracks.
Yeah, Tyrese. And they were like, Tyrese does this? And
yeah.
I was like, yeah.
For
sure.
They was
like, what? So yeah, I'm going all black.
Tyrese, huh?
Tyrese Gibson.
All right.
Baby Boy, Roman. I said, forget about it, cuz.
Forget about it, cuz. Shout out to Paul Walker. I'm going Tim McGraw.
What the hell he been in?
He's Friday Night Lights as the abusive father.
Oh, snap.
You see, look into the whites, you bigot.
You fucking bigot.
Look into the whites. Give credit where credit is due.
I done totally forgot that.
Boy. And he was in 1883,
The
Yellowstone prequel.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
He was the lead. He was fantastic in that.
Okay.
But Tim McGraw is good. He's a natural.
I didn't realize that was him.
Yeah.
Now that you said that, I love Friday Night Lights. Yeah. Okay. Now, I wish I had more of a...
More blacks.
No. If you want me to go white, I'm going to go Reba McEntire. She was just fun.
Reba's a natural, too. She was great in Tremors.
You know what?
I want to take a quick break from the show to tell you about one of our sponsors, Mint Mobile. When people hear that Mint Mobile plans are only $15 a month, people often wonder, what is the catch? Well, I can tell you from firsthand experience, there ain't one. There are no gimmicks and no gotchas. Just unlimited talk, text, and data, fast, reliable coverage on the nation's largest 5G network, and an award-winning care team. I guess that makes Mint Mobile a catch. All right, I got two kids. You need to have a cell phone for them. I can't afford to just go with the big box guys just because I seen their commercial when I was 18. I need to save money because my kids are in college. Mint Mobile took that and made it easy for me. Great service, great price, $15 a month. You get the same number. You ain't got to worry about all that. And it's fine, all right? Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile. It's so easy to sign up online and get 3 months of premium wireless for $15 a month. You can bring your home phone number and choose from 3 to 6 12-month plans and say goodbye to a monthly bill. To get your new wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/BBP. That's mintmobile.com/BBP. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/BBP. That's it. There's no catch. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 months plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See mintmobile.com for details. And now back to the show.
No, I'm thinking somebody else. What I was going to say is, okay, then can I say Cynthia Erivo?
You can say whoever you feel. I'm going to just be over here.
Cynthia Erivo.
She started out as a singer?
Yeah, she started a Broadway performer.
Oh, well, she's fantastic. Because yes. I thought she was an actress first.
No, she started a singer.
Oh,
on
hell
Broadway.
Yeah.
Well, Broadway
is tricky, though. Yeah. Broadway is tricky because they be acting too.
It could be,
it'd be both, depending on what
she's
doing.
But she's known for The Color Purple. She's known for her singing in that movie, but that is also acting.
She had to act as well.
You talking about people who release music as musicians.
We know
first.
You as a singer. You got a catalog.
You, Tony, and his personal rules. always say personal rule. You got to have certified RAAA.
We are introduced to you as a singer, and then we see you acting.
Madonna.
No.
Why? Legal their own.
Really, Kev?
You wanted white and secret.
Madonna's who you came up with.
Legal their own.
Man, move, man.
Let me give you
whites that can act for real. Bette Midler, goddammit. Goddamn.
I don't know nothing about Bette Midler.
Cher.
What Cher did?
Moonstruck. Witches of Eastwick. Mask.
Ain't seen none of that. I don't be checking for the white.
Justin Timberlake can act.
Okay, so that's what I was going to say. I was going to say Mariah Carey, but I feel like...
she was good and precious.
That's what I'm heavily weighting that one thing. Justin Timberlake was in Social Network.
He
was
Alpha
in
that. Dog.
He was cool, but it wasn't like...
In what?
In anything. Oh, like, man. I never felt like, oh, man, Justin Timberlake is like killer. He was his best in Social Network. That he's little good, prick he's as
he's great on Saturday Night Live. He kills it every time. Oh, Dick in a Box.
I really considered TV though, but you're right. But have you been like, oh man, Justin Timberlake on the acting tip? He's
good. Like he's a natural. He's like I look at it like this too. Are you a natural up there on the acting tip? Am I believing your character and how you delivering the lines? Is your singing fading away in the performance? That's what I look at.
You got all these criteria. You ain't sharing this with the class. You got all these pre.
No, that's what I'm thinking.
I don't know all that. I don't. This is Tony's personal rules. It's only in his mind. You judging my thing based off your criteria.
When I watch your work, am I forgetting that I know you for music?
Why does that matter?
Because that means you really acting.
So does Jennifer Hudson?
Like when I watch Beyonce, I'm like, that's Beyonce.
She suffers from her own star.
Yeah.
But she also. Yeah, her best acting roles are when she plays musicians, to me.
Cadillac Records. That's it.
Dreamgirls. Don't do that, Josh. You know how I feel about that. And you know how I feel about
Carmen Hip-Hop. Here's the part that's tough, too. You ain't even got to be that good doing a comedy. It's a comedy. You can kind of take your foot off the acting, thespian gas a little bit. She was still just like...
Mm-mm. Shut up, Joshua.
Beyonce, she could do many things.
Okay, what about Teyana Taylor?
She's good.
She's fantastic.
She's good.
She's, what, she won a Golden Globe? Or
she got the Golden Globe.
Golden Globe?
Yeah, she's
good.
She
had a shot, I thought.
Win an Oscar.
Outside chance. Yeah. I need to watch that. Have you seen 1000 and, well, she had the son, the movie with her.
I haven't seen it. I want to see that, though.
I need to cue that up.
Yeah, me too. I keep meaning to watch that.
But she's...
Yeah, she's good, though.
She's really good.
For sure.
She's really believable.
She got a future in this acting game.
And I feel like the conversation around One Battle After Another just went off the rails about what she meant for Black. But as a character, the character that was written by Paul Thomas Anderson, depicted by Teyana Taylor, she absolutely crushed that.
She delivered what she was supposed to do.
Yes.
Once you start going in the deep, why we always get to be, I don't want to hear that all the goddamn time.
As an actress, she used sex because that made sense for that character.
And there's people like that out here.
Yeah, and she was bad. And she turned her back on it because sometimes people snitch.
Right.
But when she was... I was believing her as the revolutionary. She was a flawed revolutionary.
Right.
I believed her. I believed that she wanted the kid. I believe she was pissed off when they was arguing. I believed her when she was like, this pussy don't pop for you.
It's all about me at the end of the day. I'm going to do what I got to do to survive and get the hell up out of there.
And ain't that
y'all
going to
sit
nature?
Up here and act like Black folks ain't narcissists? Black women, y'all been saying narcissists for 20,000 years, 18 times a month. And now when you see a narcissistic character woman that's Black, now they got to be perfect?
Man.
Shut the fuck up, man.
And perfect characters ain't going to get no Oscar nom.
Man.
I thought, and see, what I like about myself is I just watched the movie. I wasn't aware of all the hullabaloo.
Yeah.
And by the time I got to hear the hullabaloo, I've already decided, as an actress, she killed that.
Who?
Teyana.
Yeah.
She just killed that.
Yeah.
People be talking about she can't act. I'd be like, what y'all even watching?
Now that's ridiculous.
What are you watching?
Y'all just tripping now.
All right, go ahead. Pick your whites. That's because you a quarter white and you always want to touch in with that white man.
I just like
man.
To get credit
black.
Where credit is due.
I'm full Black.
You...
It's that quarter white and that German taking over.
Don't get her started on the percentages over here. Marquita's 170% black over there.
Four black grandparents. She took her glasses off on you. Right.
She is looking over the glasses. Watch out, man. I'm 72%. How many
were we at? I don't know where we are.
I think we're good. I think we're good. Mm. I think Andra Day is fantastic too.
She is good.
She's really good.
She actually,
yeah, she delivered. She's one of my favorite singer turned actresses right now.
She and now rise up. Yeah, she's great.
Yeah,
I think she can continue.
She can
on.
Give me gritty too. I like that.
Gritty.
Yeah, I like grit.
Amira Vaughn and her are
who?
Amira Vaughn. She was in Aldis Hodge was in it. TV show Underground.
Oh, I never watched that.
Oh, you did it?
I'm slaved out, man.
I feel you.
Yeah, I was slaved out by the time that
I
hit.
Feel you. And that's a, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I feel you. Oh, we didn't say J-Hud. Y'all think Diana? Yeah. People be having a lot of bad stories about her.
Mandy Moore,
this is it. How was it? Mandy Moore.
I never watched This Is Us, so I can't even. I never watched it.
I watched it. I low-key forgot she released music.
No.
I couldn't tell you. If Mandy Moore came in here and said, I'll sing you my hits, kid, I say, what you talking? What you talking, Mandy? I'm so sorry to tell you, Mandy.
Brandy was a natural.
I was going to say
she
Brandy.
She was serviceable.
But if Tony's rules of 7 charting hits, you got to be born between 1983 and 1760.
But you know what is tricky? It's tricky with Brandy because I saw her as an actress before she put an album out. She was in the TV show Thea.
Was Thea before her first album?
Because when she dropped I Want to Be Down, I was like, yo, that's the girl from Thea.
See, that's all together for me.
Yeah.
That time period, I wouldn't have been able to say it for sure because I watched her on Thea.
Yeah.
Low key. She ain't acted in a minute, though.
Who?
Brandy?
She was just in some stuff.
What was the last thing?
She was in a horror movie last year.
I didn't know.
It didn't do well, but she was in that thing.
All right.
My God, Jill Scott.
Oh, yeah.
Jill Scott is fantastic. I can't believe I forgot Jill Scott. Jill Scott is fantastic.
For sure.
What about Bad Bunny in that train movie?
He was serviceable. But...
What about Jill Mary J. Scott. Blige? How you feel about Mary J. Blige?
I've seen her struggle and stuff. That's why she got better with time. Mm. But once I see you struggle,
you're out.
I got to put other people ahead of you.
You put some
the people
in
that
here.
Didn't struggle.
You got to throw some whites in here.
But Jill Scott on my list.
Once again, you're wrong. Talk about once again, Kevin is wrong.
Oh,
just let Tony pick. You've been subbing me all day, Latrell. Huh? You ain't got to like it. Well, go.
Jill Scott for sure.
Mute when I talk and listen to Tony. Just let Tony pick. Once again, Kevin is wrong. I can read.
Luke James is fantastic as well.
I knew him as an actor first.
Me too. By
Tony's personal rules. He came in New Edition. Also, Luke James is like 41. He's 41. He's saying background for Tyrese.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody was like, nigga, how old is Luke James?
Yeah.
But he was so good in.
He's good in The Shy.
You know what? What would you consider? No, I guess you consider him. I was going to say Donald Glover. But I can't even remember if he was in.
I know him from Community.
Yeah. I'm going to say he was an actor first.
Yeah. Ice-T. Rapper.
He's a rapper, but.
Yeah, we can't do rappers.
I want to kill you so bad. My dick is hard.
She's good in Power, right? She was in Power. She's good on the acting tip. Yep, she was.
Yeah.
She's good.
That's where I remember her, bro.
I ain't got no beef with Notori, but she not. I can't put her above these people.
Who else was in 3LW?
That one girl.
Adrian, Israel
Hope's
wife.
That's 3LW?
Yes.
You don't remember 3LW? Is that where my girls at? Was that them?
No, that is.
Who's saying where my girls at? That's 702.
Yes.
3LW had.
I ain't gonna hold you. Did not know that.
No more, right?
Promises.
So the other girl said that because that wasn't Adrian or Naturi.
Correct.
It was promises.
Promises. That's no more, right? No more. Ain't that the name of the song?
All right, you ready, Tone?
Yeah, all right, what are we doing?
This or that.
Oh, okay.
TV songs.
TV theme songs.
Ooh. Part two.
Okay.
Mixed Company.
Mixed Company.
Some of your whites is going to be in here. So you feel at home with your whiteness. German.
I'm not ashamed of who I am, man. I'm not ashamed of who I am, Kaiserslautern,
nigga.
If y'all mix, don't be ashamed of the other piece.
Here we go. Amen versus 227.
227 for sure. There's no place like home, Benny. It's your family around you. You're never alone. Times are changing every day.
He turned up on that.
Yeah, man. That's a little part. Every day. Yeah, I'm going to go 227, man.
All right. One-on-one versus half and half.
I got to be honest with you.
You don't know
I'm
either?
Not familiar with either one of them. I'm gonna judge it based on what you give me right here. So that's one on one. All right, give me the half.
Tone
and half.
Wrote one of these, didn't he?
That's half and half, huh?
Tone wrote one of these.
Did he?
I think Tone wrote. If he didn't write half and half, then he wrote one on one.
So you was just singing half and half.
I was just singing half and half.
All right, give me the one on one.
One on one is.
Yep.
Sing it to me.
This is Tone.
So this is one on one. All right.
This is Tone.
Kelly Perrine is fantastic.
Love her, way.
He's great.
Underrated.
Yeah. Okay, give me that half and half.
Half and half. Tune up half and half. Tony's going to decide right now.
Yeah, I'm picking one
right
on the spot,
now,
y'all.
One time, easy.
Picking it on the spot.
All right, here we go. Oh, it's extended intro and outro. I
don't know. Yeah, because I ain't got time for this on the.
One on one. No, I'm just
yo, they really put in on these songs.
It's like a music video.
Yeah.
Chico Benjamin. They are holding microphones in this themselves.
They really singing like they singers. I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go half and half.
Half and half?
Yeah, I'm gonna go half and half.
All right. All right.
Yeah, yeah. They were both legit, though. They really put time and effort into the joints.
If you don't agree with this next one, this podcast is over. And I do mean that, and I'm not joking. Golden Girls versus Three's Company.
Oh, Golden Girls.
Yeah, you better.
Yeah, Golden Girls, man. Yeah, thank you for being a friend.
Oh, yeah.
Golden Girls for sure.
Say the star on the bottom.
Three's Company gonna give you that 70. That guitar was talking. But yeah.
All right. In Living Color versus All That.
In Living Color.
In
man.
Living Color, you easy. Can do what you wanna do.
In Living Color. Heavy D on that thing, man. Hell yeah. In Living Color.
This is a different world versus a different world.
Yeah, because you
only
got two.
Oh.
You talking about the one with Aretha Franklin?
Oh, let me hear the Boys to Men one. I remember the Aretha Franklin. That's ingrained.
I don't remember the Boys to Men.
I don't know if I remember the Boys to Men. I might have faded out on a different world by then. That's the one with the Aretha. Oh, no, this is it. Aretha Franklin.
Man, watch out.
Aretha goddamn Franklin, man. Cue it up.
Watch.
Cut it off. Cut it off. Like Aretha Franklin. Aretha Franklin, man. I ain't like the beat. Close the laptops. Josh, cut the cameras off. Shut the studio down.
Cut it off.
I didn't like that production that was coming in, man. I was like, man, turn it off. Like, nah, man.
And then season one had a different version.
This would have got skipped on the Boyz II Men album.
Me.
I know it's skipped when I hear it.
All right. Moesha versus Martin.
Moesha. And we're going, I assume it's Martin, the original Martin.
I am. I'm the man.
Oh, ooh. That's the other one.
What's the first one?
The other one is Martin.
Lauren.
Martin. Oh, yo, yeah. What's up? Sup? Martin. So which one are we talking? Because the other one is like, I'm the man.
Oh, whoop, whoop.
Who?
It's on.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going Martin either way. Ah, woo! It is all that. What wait, up? Let me hear the Moesha one. Give me the Moesha real quick. Cue it up.
Martin.
Because all I can remember is Mo to the E to
Mo
the.
To the. Oh. This is season 6 intro.
Brandy is so smoky with the vocals.
She's like a
that rasp.
Old fashioned.
I like it.
I don't think that's the original.
Oh, it's not the original?
No, that's season 1. I mean, that's season 6. This season and 1.
Give us that original.
Yeah.
Oh, this is what I remember.
Yeah, this sounds more like Living Single.
You know what? It's kind of unfair. But I'm going to go Moesha.
Moesha?
Good morning. Why is it Brandy's actually doing this.
Singing?
Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm going to go Moesha.
All right. Last one. The Cosby Show versus Sanford and Son.
Now, which Cosby Show we talking?
Man, there's so many. What's your favorite one?
My favorite one is the jazz one.
That's what. That's my favorite.
I think that's like season
4.
That one right there.
Season 6.
That's the one. This is my favorite intro.
Favorite one too.
This is my favorite across the board. The dances they was doing, everything was perfect on this one.
Better.
Everybody was busting out their dance moves.
Do, 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 do.
The Cosby Show was so dope, man. Oh, God, that was a good-ass show, man.
He ruined it for everybody. Malcolm Jamal, you ain't got no business being dead.
Come on.
He ain't got no business being dead, Malcolm. Get out that water.
Man.
Now you over here sitting up here dead, and we miss you. Raven Simone as a baby. I know. I don't know, man. Sanford and
Son is go hard,
is kind of iconic.
Quincy Jones put his foot in that one. Ooh.
Come on, Sanford said they came in, Tone. Hold on, Tone. You don't move on too quick.
This is iconic. Boop, boop, you don't understand.
Come on.
All instrumental.
Yeah. Big
rest in peace.
I don't know, Tom.
I don't know either. I'm stuck.
I don't know.
I'm sitting here frozen solid.
I gotta go Sanford and Son. Cause that melody is more memorable.
If I'm going pure song, I'm going to go Sanford and Son.
Yeah.
If you mix in the visual, I would go Cosby.
Nah, pure song. Pure you got to have your eyes closed. These are my personal rules.
Sanford and Son.
You
got to
have your eyes closed. If you hear the theme song, you got no eyes, which show you going to want to watch? You know what song you probably hate? MASH.
Oh, fuck that. Fuck MASH, man. I'll go to bed right now.
MASH theme song just means the end of the night for people of a certain age.
I'm going to bed, dog.
And it's just the way it comes in. You're just like, I don't want to go. All right,
good night, y'all.
Why do they? I don't want to go to bed. This is terrible. I never really got to this part. Uh-uh. By this part, I'm already, all right, good night,
I'm already campaigning right here. I'm like, please. Can I just stay up? Fuck this
The whole show is dope. It's so funny that this we have such a shared experience with this show and this theme song.
That's why that joke killed. That's why.
Man. All right, y'all.
I thought I was going to do cheers,
because
that's also a classic.
Oh, that is.
Taking away in the world today takes everything you got.
Now that's a big wife I can get with. I get with the big wife.
Wouldn't you like to get away?
Sometimes you gotta know.
This is great.
PJ Morton does a cover of this.
Everything you got. Wouldn't love.
Everybody knows your name.
Would help a lot. Would you like to get away? Sometimes you gotta go.
The hell is this?
The heck was this?
Oh, we get the full
song? Full version.
Yeah, man, what's happening?
I said, what is this? Track two.
Yeah. Yes, this is what I remember. The intro. They was putting their foot in these theme songs. I know.
Because TV go on it and come on and go off too fast. They're so busy trying to get you on the next episode. You gotta start next episode, next episode, next episode. We let us hear the song.
And you're always glad you came. You wanna leave and you can see. Troubles are all the same. You wanna go where everybody knows your name. Yo, cue up the Who's the Boss intro real quick. Who's the Boss is fire. I'll be singing that all the time randomly. Yeah. That Barney Miller theme song is funky. Yeah. Another one of my favorite instrumental ones is Taxi.
Yeah, that's a good instrumental. What's up with Tony Danza? He lied.
What happened?
I said, what's up with Tony Danza? I ain't seen Tom.
Oh, I feel like he's still acting. There were times lost a dream or two.
He like he could have been like a
found the trail. And at the end was you. You already had to have episodes in the can to be able to.
For sure. They did this kind of montage. At the end of that.
Yeah. Either that or you have people looking at the camera, but that was always awkward.
Alyssa. He's still alive?
He's still acting too, I think.
Yeah.
That was funky right there.
All right, y'all. Enough of that. See you next week.